Welcome to this special Clinical Investigator Think Tank on Lymphoma and CLL. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered five clinical investigators, Drs. Andrew Evans, Christopher Flowers, Jonathan Friedberg, Julie Vose, and Michael Williams, to discuss and debate some of the key recent publications and presentations in the field, and to present cases from their practices. To begin, Dr. Friedberg presents one of his patients.
This is a 65-year-old physician who was recently referred to me for consultation regarding management of CLL. He was diagnosed way back in 2000 when he presented with a lymph node that was enlarged in his neck, and biopsy showed small lymphocytic lymphoma. He was followed for 6 years, and then the lymphadenopathy became bulky, and he got fludarabine and rituximab as an upfront treatment. He did well, but after the treatment, he had autoimmune hemolytic anemia develop. In 2008, he had again evidence of disease progression, and he got FCR treatment. And then in 2010, there was a recurrence of autoimmune hemolytic anemia, and he got cyclophosphamide, rituximab, and prednisone. 1 year later, he had worsening pancytopenia, and a bone marrow biopsy was done that did show on FISH evaluation a small percentage of his cells that had acquired the deletion of chromosome 17p. He had hemolysis as well at that time, and he got bendamustine and rituximab, which resulted in profound neutropenia and a prolonged hospital stay. And since then, he'd been followed. He had a hospitalization for disseminated varicella zoster. He was maintained on immunoglobulin, and over the last year or so, he really developed progressive, significant bulky lymphadenopathy, splenomegaly, very large retroperitoneal mass, and he was sent to me for treatment options.
And what was his quality of life and symptoms from the disease at that point?
He told me on that first visit that the worst thing that he dealt with was the varicella zoster reactivation. Other than that, you know, I think the hemolytic anemia was more of a disruption to his life than something that really made him feel very poorly. And he was worried about his disease. I think he had the sophistication to understand that his options were becoming more limited.